I never even felt it. I didn't yell at all. I said, surprise, you did. I said, sure did. He said, you're gonna be all right. 3 weeks, I think you can go out to hospital. I got out of there, but I thought there's a liberal education at hospital, though. 37 of us in one ward. Two nurses. Two day nurses and one night nurse. Sergeant, he'd come over to see me. He was in another ward. He was going home. Boy, I wanted to come home so bad. He just upset me. I just 18. I never was so sorry and sick. I wanted to go home. He stayed with me for a half the night. And they offered only now to get you up the next day. They kept me in bed 21 days. I mean, get up and put me in a wheelchair. Roll me around. And I couldn't roll a wheelchair up 21 days and said, get in. I started to get in the same. Bring a little closer. No, she said, I'm not going to bring a little closer. Come on over to her. I said, I can't walk that far. She said, you have forgot how, you might as well learn. I took a step or two and I reached for it, and she moved it about 4 or 5 more steps. She kept backing it up till she made me walk about near the wall. And she stopped it, helped me in. Next day she said, you're going to get in it, but I'm going to have to help you in this time. I said, I can get in. I can get in that thing and wheel all over the place. But I went down there one day and in the dream, after getting the wheelchair, you can go to the bathroom, see? I wheeled up to that bathroom and go to the toilet. And I got out of it and opened the door and got inside. They had a lock on it, something they don't have on hospital, on things in the hospital. I slammed that door too and locked it. I didn't intend to lock it, but I locked it. I turned around and walked to John and the family. They had to break that door in to get in there to bring me to. They decided after that that I needed to walk a little bit more. I didn't get up the wheelchair, get in the wheel in. And I didn't go very far. But I finally got to the convalescent camp. They treated you nice out there. They just give you exercise, that's all. You had to walk so many minutes a day. They put you in a class. They classified you according to how sick you was. Some of the boys couldn't walk but 100 yards. Some of the overseas men had been shot and crippled all over. I saw one boy there that had 7 machine gun bullets across his chest from shoulder to shoulder. That big strapping boy probably weighed 195 pounds before he got shot. And he'd swivel up to nearly nothing. Nobody came to see him, and I used to always go down and sit and talk to him when I was in the wheelchair. He said he's crawling along and trying to take a machine gun nest and on the belly. Bullets is all going over him. He said he raised up and said he had to shot him right in the face. Kind of raised up on his shoulders like that. Things shot him up back in. See, I can't. He turned over and shielded where they came out. I know he couldn't live. I don't believe he could. My 7 had right through his lungs and come out down here. Come out down just a little bit above his belt. That's when I was glad I didn't go to see. Up till then, I'd been all set. I was mad because I had to stay home. I had my brother in the army. He didn't get overseas either. He was about to give an armistice, son.
I guess that was the best thing. Lock me in and just make it through.
Yeah.